From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. $1.6 billion. That's how much BP says it has spent on cleanup and compensation over the 8 weeks since its Macondo well began gushing into the Gulf of Mexico. Speaking on the Gulf Coast today, President Obama said the White House is working with BP to set up an escrow account to make sure those affected by the spill get the compensation they deserve.
So far, we've had a constructive conversation, and my hope is that by the time the chairman and I meet on Wednesday, that we've made sufficient progress that we can start actually seeing a structure that would be in place.
Well, here to talk with us about escrow accounts and how exactly this might work is NPR's John Idstey. John, let's start first with the amount. How many billions are likely to be set aside in this escrow account?
Well, the White House refused to give a precise number or even a range today, but a White House spokesman would say it would be in the billions. Some lawmakers wrote a letter to BP asking the company to put $20 billion aside in an escrow. Those who are most pessimistic would argue that's not enough, that the overall compensation cost will be much higher. For now, we'll have to wait to get a number. I think we may get one on Wednesday after President Obama has met with BP officials in the Oval Office.
And who would be in control of this escrow fund, assuming one is set up?
Well, the White House says it would be administered by a third-party entity, so not the company and not the White House. I'm sure that's something BP would prefer, because it's quite likely the administration would consider many more things compensatable than BP would. Whoever runs it would obviously have a good deal of power in determining what is and isn't a legitimate claim. For instance, let's take a beach hotel that says its canceled bookings are evidence of harm and mm-hmm. that it should be compensated. BP and the White House might both agree that's legitimate. But what about the soft drink vendor who sells to the hotel? You know, it's really a question of direct versus indirect costs and where to draw the line.
Where to draw the line, which raises a question about the six-month moratorium that the president has ordered on deepwater drilling in the Gulf. You hear folks from the oil industry and local politicians say that could cost billions of dollars in lost jobs and profits. So would those losses be covered too?
Well, we don't know for sure. BP hasn't commented directly on whether it will pay those claims. The language its spokespeople use seems to indicate they're not willing to pay. They say BP will pay for all legitimate claims of damage or loss of earnings caused directly by the spill. Damages caused by the drilling moratorium would seem to be indirect, something caused by the White House decision in response to the spill, but not the spill itself.
Would the White House, John, have the authority to force BP to make payments on losses caused by that moratorium the president imposed?
Well, from the discussions I've had with the lawyers, there doesn't seem to be any precedent for something like that. Now, Congress could pass a law mandating that BP pay for the economic impact of the drilling moratorium, but it couldn't be retroactive. It would have to be going forward from the time the law was passed, according to the lawyers. I would think there would be some court challenges to such a law also.
John, when you do the math, think about the amount that BP could be held responsible for. Is there a danger that the company could go bankrupt?
Well, I think the cost would have to be very, very high for that to happen. BP is an extremely wealthy company. Its profits in the first 3 months of the year were $5.6 billion. And if you auctioned off its proven reserves, they would probably bring around $300 billion. Now, if the government demanded that BP raise a couple hundred billion dollars immediately to put into escrow, maybe it would go bankrupt. But barring something like that, I think the view is that BP will survive.
Okay, NPR's John Idstey. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.